Life Audio.
Welcome to Crosswalk the Devotional. We're glad to have you listening. Today's topic is how troubles are the norm. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from our sponsor.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Troubles Are the Norm, written by Ann Peterson, read by Kelly Jane McGlynn. I have told you these things, so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. John 16:33. We sat around a table in Germany at the hospitality house. It was a weekly Bible study for servicemen and their families. On a tape recording, Charles Swindle said, "We look at life with the mindset that our difficult circumstances are the exceptions, that somehow life should be easier. But troubles are really the normal part of our lives." Have you ever felt like you don't belong here? Many years ago, as a new Christian, I remember singing a hymn that said we were pilgrims. I thought, "I'm not a pilgrim. This is my home." But as the years kept passing by, I understood. This is not our home, but one day we will go home. We have desires that will not be satisfied till heaven. That's what we were made for. And instead of trying to satisfy those desires with things around us, we would be wise to read God's word to find out what God says about this world and the one to come. In all my years of being a Christ follower, I've never met anyone who said, "I love trials and struggles." When Jesus walked this earth, he didn't love the hard times, he endured them. Often Jesus had to pull back and go off by himself because of the weight of living on this earth. So what did he do? He spent time talking with God, and he came away from those times refreshed and renewed. If Jesus, the Son of God, needed to get renewed, how much more do we need that same thing? For most of my life, I've heard platitudes that do not help people when someone is struggling. Platitudes like, "Well, you know, God helps those who help themselves." You won't find that in the Bible. Thankfully, God helps us when we are unable to help ourselves. To be clear, I'm not saying we should just sit doing nothing. There are times we are to wait on God. But there are also times when God will lead us, times when we need to apply what we've read in God's word. I believe the Red Sea would have never parted if they didn't lift their feet to walk into it. God tells us in Proverbs 3:5-6 to trust in the Lord, to acknowledge him, and he will make our path straight. Or, in another version, it says God will direct our steps. That is talking about moving in a direction. So often, people have misused the verse 1 Corinthians 10:13, which talks about how we will never be tempted above what we can handle, and they will say that means we'll never be given more than we can handle. Without being in situations that are too big for us, how would we ever learn to lean on God? Accepting that we will have troubles in this life has been very liberating. It makes me more grateful for the quiet, peaceful times, knowing there will be trials as well. Times when things don't go as planned, or when I get bad news or hear of a loved one who is ill. Times that will bring me to my knees. But the good news is, we are not alone in the hard times. God said so. And God is not a man that he should lie. If it wasn't for the hard times, we would never grow our faith muscles. Yes, Jesus told us there would be troubling times, but he also told us to take heart. We can be encouraged that Jesus has overcome the world. And while some things may seem overwhelming, maybe even impossible, God's word reminds us that the things which are impossible with men are possible with God. Luke 18:27. Intersecting faith and life. What are you facing today that is overwhelming? Remember, you are not facing it alone. God invites you to share whatever concerns you with him. And remember, when you don't see God working in your situation, it doesn't mean he's not working on it. God does some of his best work in the dark. Let's pray. Lord, I lift those who are reading this right now. I don't know what is happening in their lives, but you do. I pray that you would comfort where comfort is needed, that you would give your wisdom if that's needed, and that you would remind each of us how much you love us, so much that you sent your precious Son to earth to die for us. We pray this in his precious and holy name. In Jesus' name, amen. You'll never forget a poem by Ann Peterson. I know it doesn't matter, God, how big this world may grow. You never will forget me, and you've often told me so. You count each hair upon my head. You watch me night and day. And you will quiet heaven every time you hear me pray. For further reading, write down and reflect on two hard times in your life that God has worked out. And read my article on Crosswalk, 9 Scripture Verses for Hard Times.
Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
The content we feed our minds will eventually show up in our lives. If we feed our minds the lies and confusion of this world, our lives will begin to reflect worldliness. But if we feed our minds the truth of the gospel, our lives will start to reflect the heart and character of Jesus. I'm John Stonge, and each week I host the Dwell on These Things podcast, where we take a deep look at the Word of God and learn what it means to apply it to our lives. We don't skip difficult passages, and we don't gloss over the truth. If you're looking for a show that will put your mind in a better place and help you understand God's Word with more clarity, you can listen to the Dwell on These Things podcast at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.